Bez Hashem, we're going to learn Daf Gimel Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're already holding on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where we are at Amar Abaye. So the Gemara is going to bring some halachos relating to the rishus of a person's yad when he's in one rishus and his hand is in another rishus. I'm standing in rishus harabim, my hand is in rishus hayachid. So what is the status of the object in my hand? So Rabbi, pshitali, it's obvious to me from the Mishnah that yado shel adam eina lo kirishus harabim ve lo kirishus hayachid, that a person's hand, the person who's standing in one rishus and his hand is in the other rishus, it's not considered to be that his hand is in the rishus that he's in. When he's in rishus Rabin, and his hand is in Rishus Yachin, the hand is not considered to be in Rishus Rabin, and it's local Rishus Yachin, meaning when he's in Rishus Yachin, and his hand is in Rishus Rabin, the hand is not considered to be in the Rishus Yachin with him. Why? Birshus Harabim lo danya. That which we said that it's not like the hand is with him in the Rishus Harabim, even when it's in the Rishus Hayachid, when the hand is outstretched into the Rishus Hayachid, me yado da ani. That we learn from the fact that the Mishnah says that the hand of the ani that's in the Rishus Harabim, who is in the Rishus Harabim, and he sticks his hand into the Rishus Hayachid, that the Baal Bayis takes from that hand and puts it down in the Bayis, that he's potter. It's not considered that he was okay from the Rishus Harabim. So you see very clearly that because the ani's hand is stretched into the Rishus Yachid, when the Baal HaBayis picks something out of that hand, he's taking from Rishus Yachid and not from Rishus Rabin. Rishus Yachid lo damya, Kirishus Yachid lo damya, rather, the hand of the person that's in the Rishus Rabin that is not considered to be in the Rishus Yachid together with the person who's in the Rishus Yachid, that we learn miyadu the Baal HaBayis, from the hand of the Baal HaBayis. Baal HaBayis is standing in the Rishus Yachid, his hand is outstretched into the Rishus Rabin, and we said that if the Ani takes something out of that hand in the Rishus Rabin and puts it down, he's potter, because he was not considered to have been oker from Rishus Yachid. So Abaye raises the following suffix about a hand that's outstretched into another chatzer. So by yado shel adam mal shetiasa kekarmelus. Let's say you have, once we know that the hand of a person that's outstretched into another rishus is not considered to be in the same rishus that his body is, it's in its own rishus, what if a person was motzi on Shabbos from his hand to another rishus when there was an object in his hand? So what's halacha midrabanan? Does it become a karmelus where he's not allowed to bring the chayfetz back into the rishus that he's standing in? Because he's machnes it from a karmelus to the rishus that he's standing in, and therefore should be usher to bring it from the karmelus to rishus yachid or to rishus harabim. And therefore maybe if you stick your hand out, you got to leave it out. Because he was okay the object from the rishus that he's in, and he stretched it out into another rishus, having intention to put it down there. So he started out intending to do an iser. Did the Chacham make a knas that his hand should immediately become a karmelus, where he cannot bring his hand back in? Or did they not make such a knas that his hand should be considered like a karmelus, where he cannot bring his hand back in? So Gemara tries to reposhate the suffix from a brisa. Tashma, let's hear a brisa. Ha'isay yadam le'a peros, if a person's hand is full of peros in Rishus Yachid, v'otziya l'chut, and he stretches his hand out into Rishus Rabim, tani chad, that we have one brisa that says, asula hachzira, he's not allowed to bring his hand back into Rishus Yachid, v'tani idach, mutzul hachzira, and we have another brisa that says he is allowed to. So my love, v'hakam, if we aren't, they arguing about the following. The marsav, or the tana of the first brisa that says he's not allowed to bring his hand in, kikarmelis damya, holds that his hand becomes like a karmelis, and therefore he's not allowed to bring from a karmelis into anywhere. Umar Sava loved karmelis damya, that the hand does not become like a karmelis, and therefore he's allowed to bring his hand back to where he is standing. I should mention, a karmelis is neither Rishus Yachid nor Rishus Rabin, and therefore midrabanan, it's usher to carry from a karmelis to a Rishus Yachid, or to a Rishus Harabim on a Drabbanan level. So the question is, did the Drabbanan make his hand like a karmelis where he's not able to bring it back in? So it seems to be this is machlokas between two different prices. So Gemara says, nah, that's not the machlokas. Lo, you can't say it's machlokas between two different prices. The kuliyam lo karmelis damya. Maybe both of the prices agree that his hand becomes like a karmelis. But lo kasha, it's still not a stira between the prices. Kan the matamei asara, kan the malamei asara. The first price, so that asters, bringing his hand back in, is talking about where he sticks his hand underneath ten tefachim, within ten tefachim of the ground of the Rishus Rabin, which is considered Avi Rishus Rabin. And that's why they made a knas, and they said that his hand is going to be considered like a carmelist, and it's also for him to bring it back in. The second brisa that allowed him to bring his hand back in is talking about where it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, where the hand is not really considered like Rishus Rabin, because he didn't do any Isser, so the Chachamim didn't make a knas on him. Or it could be Idi Lamat Me'asara, that both are talking about, both prices are talking about, where his hand is below 10 tefachim from the ground. V'lav K'Karmelis Damya, and they do not make his hand like a Karmelis, V'lo Kasha, and it's still not a stira between the prices. Ka'anmi Ba'odyo, the second brisa that allows him to bring his hand back in is talking about where he stuck his hand out before it was Shabbos. And the first brisa that asks him is talking about where he stuck his hand out after it was already Shabbos started. If he stuck his hand out while it was still daytime, the Rabbanan didn't make a knas. But if he did so after it was already Shabbos, the Rabbanan did make a knas. So Adrav says, "In one way, I would tell you the opposite. Ipcha mistavra. It's mistavra to say the other way. Miba odiom. In a case where it was miba odiom, where it was still erev Shabbos, the ishadilei. That if he would throw what was in his hand into the Rishus Rabin after Shabbos begins, in order to lighten his burden, not to be carrying it anymore for such a long time until Motzei Shabbos, lo asiu dechiyuv chatos. He still wouldn't be chayiv chatos because he didn't do an akira on Shabbos. So look in the Surah Rabbanan." Meaning the Rabbanan should feel free to make a knas that he has to keep his hand out there, because even if he tires and he just drops it while his hand is out there, he's not going to be in violation of Nisa Daraisa. So it's a safer knas for the Rabbanan to make, that if the guy stuck his hand out before Shabbos started, that the Rabbanan could say, you know what, now you got to keep your hand out there, because even if you were to drop it, it wouldn't be in violation of Nisa Daraisa. Misha Chashecha. But if he stuck his hand out after Shabbos started, where now it's going to be very risky, if the Rabbanan are going to tell him he's got to keep his hand out there, he may tire and drop it, and that's going to be a violation of the Sudaraisa. And the Rabbanan are going to be responsible for that. The Ishadi Le'asu Chatas, where if he were to drop it, he'd be Chayiv Chatas. Lo L'Nesu Rabbanan. I would think that the Rabbanan should not be Koneis him, should not make a Knas on him in that case. Says Mara, Umidelo Kam Shanin and Hachi. From the fact that we didn't answer in such a way, Tif shows Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. This should answer a different topic of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Tavay Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Hidbik Pas Betanur. If a person attached bread to an oven to bake the bread, and he realizes before it's baked that it's Shabbos, and if he leaves it there to bake, he's going to be Chayiv Doraisa Chatos, because he's baking. He tiru lo liradosa kodim shavu dechiv chatos, olo he tiru. Do we allow him to do what's called Radiyas Hapas? Radiyas Hapas is an Issur Drabanan to remove the dough from the oven. Do we allow him to violate that Issur Drabanan of Radiyas Hapas in order to prevent himself from violating an Issur Daraisa of Afiyah on Shabbos? So Tisha to Lohi Tiru, we can bring a raya from here that he is not allowed to take down the bread from the oven, and we asur it even though it's going to bring about a Chiyuv Chatas. So it says, Mara Holokasha, Tifshot, yeah, Enochinami. That is, in fact, the answer, and you can be poshate that. Meaning what we're saying is that in our case, where the guy sticks his hand out to the Rishus Rabin on Shabbos, we're willing to make a Knas Midrabanan, that he's not allowed to bring his hand back in, even though that's going to mean, very likely, that he's going to drop it out in the Rishus Rabin, and he's going to be Chayiv Achatas, he's going to be Chayiv Doraisa. So we see from there that the Rabbanan are willing to make their dinim, even if it means that you're going to be in violation of an Issur Daraisa. So that's why if a person puts dough in an oven on Shabbos, and then he realizes that it's Shabbos, the Rabbanan would still say, sorry, you're not allowed to do Radiyas HaPas, because even though it means that you're going to be in violation of Afiyah Midaraisa. The Iba Yisem, the Gemara suggests that maybe another way to be Miyashiv the Braisos, we all know Tifshot. Maybe the suffix of Rabbi Bar Abaye cannot be answered from our Braisos, but Lo Kasha. And it's still not a stira between the two brises. Kan b'shogeg, kan b'mezid. The second brisa that allows you to bring your hand back in, that's when you stuck it out in the first place, b'shogeg. The first brisa that does not allow you to bring your hand back in, that's when you stuck it out, b'mezid. B'shogeg lo kansur rabbanan, b'mezid. Kansur rabbanan, the rabbanan did not make a knas on you if you did it b'shogeg, but if you did it b'mezid, they did make a knas on you. V'ibayseva, idi b'shogeg, or maybe both brisas are talking about where you did it with shogeg, v'hacha becomes a shogeg out to mezid kamifugi. And the whole machlokas over here is, do we make a knas even if a guy does it with shogeg, lest he do it with mezid? Meaning, do we just make like a low plug between mezid and shogeg? Marsava comes to shogeg out to mezid, marsava lo comes to shogeg out to mezid. That's the machlokas between the two prices. The first price says, you're not allowed to bring your hand back in because we make a knas of shogeg out to mezid. Second price says, we never made such a knas. Or it could be that everyone agrees that we don't make a knas of shogeg out to mezid v'lo kasha, and it's still not a stira between the two brises, because kan in the second brisa where we allow you to be machzir is la'os v'chatzer, it's to be machzir your hand back into the same chatzer that you took it out from. Kan la'chatzer cheres, the brisa that does not allow you to bring your hand back in, that's talking about to bring your hand into another chatzer. And the Gemara explains the chiluk between machzir into Rishos Yachid where you're standing and being machnas into another Rishos, like Rava asked from Rav Nachman, if a person is in Rishos Yachid, his hand was full of peros, and he stretched his hand out into Rishos Rabim, can he bring his hand back into the chatzer that he's standing in? So Amalei, mutter. Nachman said it's mutter. The chatzer acheres mahu. And what about putting it into a different chatzer, a different Rishos Yachid? Amalei aser. Umayshna. And why should it be any different whether he brings it back into the chatzer that he's standing in or he puts it into a different chatzer? L'chitechel ala kura de milcha. He says, I'll tell you what. When you measure me a core of salt, I'll give you the reason. Do some avoda for me first. After you work for me a little bit, I'll give you the answer. I'm going to make you work for your answer. And then he did it, and he said, Hassam, when he puts the peros back into the same chatzer, lois abd machshavaso, he never accomplished anything with this movement of the peros, because they're right back where they started. But hacha is abd machshavaso. But when he puts it into a chatzer acheres, so then something was accomplished by the movement of these peros, and that's what we're not going to be happy about. We don't want him to have benefited from moving these peros from one rishos to another rishos. It's interesting that he asks him to do work for him before giving the answer. I think it's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that a person, in order to accept the answers that a Rebbe gives him, has to feel a sense of respect for the Rebbe, and part of feeling a sense of respect is doing acts of service for the Rebbe. Then you feel that you're beneath him, and that you're kafuf to him, and that you'll be willing to accept his answer. So essentially, all we really did on this amud is we discussed the idea, two things. First, we discussed the idea that your hand is not considered to be in the rishus that your body is in. Your hand is considered to be in a separate rishus from your body. When it is in a separate rishus from your body, it's considered to be in that separate rishus, not in whatever rishus your body is in. And then we asked a stira between two brises, and we gave, how many answers to that stira? A stira between two brises, if you already stuck your hand out, are you allowed to bring it back in? And we gave 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers to that stira. Five answers to the stira between the two brises. If you stuck your hand out, are you allowed to bring it back in? One brice said also, the other brice said mutter. So five different possible answers to that stira. And along the way, we discussed whether we can be poshet the shaila about a person who put some dough on an oven and then realized that it's Shabbos. Is he allowed to do the issu d'rabbanan of radiyas hapas in order to avoid violating the malacha of ofe mida oraisa? Okay, Ben Shem, next time we will learn daf dalet amud aleph, and we will pick up on daf dalet amud aleph, where we just left off, at the word gufa.